The eighth day of the blessed month of Barramutta, the martyrdom of the holy nuns Agape, Irene, and Chiona. On this day, in the year 304 AD, three holy nuns, Saint Agape, Saint Irene, and Saint Chiona, were martyred. They were natives of Thessalonica in Greece and worshiped the Lord Christ as their parents. They chose the life of chastity and vowed themselves to the Lord Christ. They persevered in fasting and praying and visited the convents often and practiced asceticism along with the other nuns. When Maximianus reigned, he restored the worship of idols and persecuted the Christians. These saints were afraid, and so they fled to the mountain and hid themselves in a cave, devoting themselves to their worship and asceticism. An old Christian woman visited them weekly to bring them food and take the work of their hands to sell it, and donated the remainder as alms on their behalf to the poor. One day, a wicked person observed the frequent visits of this elderly woman to the mountain, and so he followed her secretly until he knew the cave that she entered. He hid himself so that she would not see him on her way back, for he thought that she was hiding precious things in it. After she left the cave, he entered it and found the precious pearls, the brides of Christ, standing in prayer. He informed the governor of Thessalonica about them. And when they stood before the governor, they confessed a good confession of their belief in Jesus Christ, and they refused to offer sacrifices to the gods. The governor became furious and tortured them, and then had them executed. And so these three young women received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day is the commemoration of the martyrdom of 150 of the believers in Christ by the hand of the king of Persia. This king besieged Christian cities which were nearby the borders of his country and captured many of the Christians. When they refused to worship the sun and the stars, he commanded that they be beheaded, and thus they received the crowns of martyrdom. May the prayers of these martyrs be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.